Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's the smartest idea we've had as a community in a very long time.
Really?
It saves you time, saves you money.
Great.
It gives everyone a resource to use, and it helps people share knowledge that not everyone has. And there is a blueprint here for every single neighborhood that can hear us talk right now to use it. But if men are one thing,
what's that?
We are possessive.
Smart.
We have our things. We want our things. And because of that, it seems we're willing to spend hundreds, even thousands of dollars on things we literally never use. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Over the weekend, a brilliant idea in the city of Rochester.
What are they going to do?
The debut, it happened last weekend. It was the debut of Tools on Wheels. No, it's not a traveling show featuring Tommy's family. It's a mobile tool shed.
Oh.
Here's how it works. It is a van that will bring tools to people who need them in all parts of the community. You're in the middle of a project. You realize you got to run to Lowe's to get whatever.
Yeah.
This will bring you the tool you need.
Yeah, it's really got to piss off Lowe's.
And who gives a crap?
And Home Depot.
Oh, no. Will somebody please think of Lowe's and Home Depot? Who ran the mom and pop stores out of business? The van.
All right, so it just pulls up in your neighborhood and you just help yourself?
You got it. And you can borrow the stuff for free.
Oh.
So the van will be parked at different community centers Monday through Thursday in the city for folks to come and use it as they please. And if you are interested in this and you live in the city, you can get all the information at the City of Rochester's website.
This has to really piss off father-in-laws.
Why is that?
Because they're always trying to push tools on you.
Yeah, okay, but that's just it.
Like half the tools that I got when I got married for my second marriage came from Big Tony. Don't go buy that. I got that. You don't need that. Send it back. I'll take that back. Use this.
But you're a very fortunate person.
Yes, I was.
Because, and Kimmy, you too, because you've gotten tools handed down to you.
Yeah, we have a lot. But I will say, like, maybe there are always, like, those unique things that, to your point, you may go out and rent because you're only going to use them once. And there's no point in investing in something that expensive when you're not going to need it all the time.
All right, I'm asking a serious question.
Yeah.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Why does every neighborhood in the suburbs and the city not do this? A community tool shed put together by the people who live.
Oh, that would work for sure.
Yeah.
But then it would suck when you always go there and it ain't there when you need it.
But here's the thing. All right.
Because you're going to have the people that aren't so great at returning.
Yes.
Okay.
She's right, man. The slack ass tool guy.
And I guess maybe that just comes with the territory, but like it would be kind of annoying if you had to keep replacing things because people aren't putting them back.
It's very simple.
Yeah.
You have a sheet, you sign things out.
Yeah.
Well, that'll work. They always respect the sheet.
If you respect,
you wrote their name down.
If you respect the sheet.
Bring back that sucking wrench, that Bob. Power washing pizza dick. He already did that shed twice.
Why are we spending money on tools when we don't have to? Everyone bring all the tools they have to the community shed.
Yeah, it's like a commune of tools.
Exactly. It's easy. It's simple. It saves time. It saves money. It makes the community more social, which you argue we are getting less social.
Yeah,
just makes sense. Why, other than you borrowed it and didn't bring it back, why would this not work?
It should.
It should. And I think the majority of people would benefit from it, but it would only take like one dick that keeps breaking stuff or it doesn't bring a bag.
Oh, yeah, who replaces it when something does break?
Okay, but what if...
Like, if you broke my whatever, then how do we work this? Your name was on a sheet.
I'm sorry, I've been drinking soda. All right, so when I was a kid, I told you we had this, like, common area in the backyard.
Yeah.
Everybody's house belonged to it. So as part of, like, maintaining it, everybody in the neighborhood paid, like, $25 a year to, like, gas up a lawnmower and, like, take care of a riding lawnmower and stuff like that.
Right.
So if you had 10 homes in a neighborhood, and every year everyone pays $25 for the neighborhood tool shed, right? That would give you the ability to replace things that go missing.
All right, you build up a little...
Right, if you invest in it. Yeah.
Yes, and I mean, $25 a year compared to what you spend running to Lowe's or Home Depot to get a tool you're going to use one time, not to mention if everybody takes the tools that they're not using on a regular basis they already have in their garage, you're going to have doubles, triples, quadruples of a lot of stuff.
All right.
It makes too much sense not to work. Why are we not doing this?
It would be great for younger people, like starting out. Yeah. I mean, like at my age, I don't need it. But like somebody your age or younger, first-time homebuyers, it would really work.
Yeah, no, I know. What, Kimmy, could an old man benefit when you have a younger guy that doesn't know how to use tools and has questions? What would be exciting?
Because you don't want to hear
from
me.
Would be exciting about that for an old man when I'm like, hey, how do I use?
Let me show you how this works.
Bro, I'm telling you, man, this would be old man pornography.
Yeah, but
old
that,
man
but
tool pornography.
They already have regular pornography.
That also comes with unwanted help.
Sure.
Yeah, here
which,
we come.
Which, like, you know... It's polite and it's nice that somebody wants to help you out with whatever project you got going on, but you may not always want their advice or assistance.
Okay.
It would help with the expensive stuff like snow blowers, power washers, mowers, ride mowers, that kind of stuff, leaf blowers, all that stuff.
But power washer is the number one example in this.
Right? Well, I'm convinced in my mind that they've only sold about 20 power washers and we're just all borrowing it. We're just passing it around.
I disagree because everyone in my neighborhood owns a power washer.
Really?
Everybody.
Everybody's borrowed mine.
Okay, well, you're a sucker.
Your brother borrowed yours and broke it.
He broke it. He broke my effing power
you
washer.
You have a power washer?
I had a power washer.
Look at you.
I went out and got a power washer because we were having like
use it for his mouth.
Well, no, it was when you guys got it. Wait, I was doing an impression of your mom? That was just for the live stream. Odyssey, WCMF.com, YouTube and Twitch, The Break Room, WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. No, I got it for that event my wife had at the house that she invited you guys over for, right? So I had to power wash everything. But I use that power washer once a year.
Yeah.
Once a year.
So, yeah, so
and it costs
go.
A couple $100.
Oh,
so,
yeah,
like,
they're not cheap.
And here's the thing, man.
But, like, a snowblower really ain't cheap.
Well, I don't know if snowblower would work for them.
Why? Because that's the one that would, man, if you had one that you could share, or let's say you had two snowblowers for the neighborhood.
Okay.
Yeah, that would work.
Everyone's going to want to snowblow at the same time. So if you got 12 houses.
Not exactly at the same time. You're right.
Well,
but that's why you'd have maybe two.
Okay.
I bet you two would cover a neighborhood.
I would also. Okay,
10 houses.
Snowblower is also super dangerous. I would worry about that.
I understand.
But a lot of those tools could be.
Yeah, saws.
Ladder.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. I bet you more people die on ladders than anything else in your garage.
Fair enough. That's a fair statement. 252 WCMF, we're talking about this new program in the city of Rochester.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay. It is the Community Tool Shed. It is a van that will be driving around to different community centers in the city of Rochester Monday through Thursday. If you need a tool that you don't have, you can walk up to the van, borrow the tool, use it, bring it back. And if you need information, you live in the city, it's all on their website. Every neighborhood in Rochester, greater Rochester area, suburbs, every city in America should have this.
Yeah.
This should exist because everyone has a garage full of tools that they never, ever, ever use. Mark's on CMF. Hey, Mark, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, boys. Now, I'll tell you why this isn't going to work.
Tell them.
Because it'll work, but here's the thing. And there's nothing I hate. My garage is tool-free, but my shed has got all my tools in it. And, yeah, I hate
too bad his bed ain't tool-free, huh? Big old tool. Sorry, you were saying,
anyway,
sorry, go ahead, Ben. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Your mom loves my big tool. But, So, what about, you know, like... Sammy slack ass, it brings back the shovel, doesn't clean the dirt off it. Or, you know, you borrow something, you borrow a chainsaw, you bring it back all full of chips and
chips.
It wouldn't work because everything would get all crapped up.
You chipped up the saw.
No, Mark, when Mark brings it back, it's full of Doritos. Like, that's the chips that he used.
Could open up that bag.
To his point, everybody has a different level of maintenance.
Yes.
And,
okay.
And
okay.
The I'm guessing like one person that's just maybe a little like doesn't care as much as the rest.
Well,
of the
yeah, you use it outside, let it be dirty.
Okay,
yeah.
Look, fair enough. You're right. Okay, so in this case, Mark, because there are a lot of people that have garages full of two or three of the same tool.
Yeah.
Just give the stuff that you don't. You're not super possessive.
All right.
Right. The stuff that you don't really care about, throw it in the community tool shed because someone else can use it.
I love that idea, but it's just going to have people. You're going to need to hire some guy full time to take care of the tools that
full
people
time.
Bring back. That
full
are all
time. Shut up, Mark. Full time.
I'm telling you. Yeah. I mean, you've got a lot of people that are lazy. They don't care about their stuff.
Mark's been banned from the community tool shed. He's out. We're out.
He's out. All right.
He's done.
And they don't take care of their kids.
What about Sammy Slack? Has he had it too?
Dope chopping, weed transporting. Mark, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
I don't think you'd have to hire somebody full time to do this. I think there would be one guy in the neighborhood bothered by it enough volunteer his time, his full day to keeping and maintaining that shed.
Thank you. Tony writes us on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says 90% of the tools in Rochester households were stolen from Kodak as it is, the ultimate parting gift.
Okay.
All right, so it's not even your tool.
Yeah, relax.
Dick. If there is one reason why this would not work, it's not the tools coming back dirty. It's not that no one's respecting the list, because you got to respect the list.
Yes.
The sign-in sheet.
Yeah.
Guys being possessive is why this wouldn't work.
They wouldn't give up tools to put in there?
Yeah.
You want that tool to be yours.
Well, this is my favorite screwdriver, so
but
can't give them that.
Kimmy, here's the thing. Like, all the guys that have garages full of tools,
yeah.
you don't touch any of them. You're not entirely sure how to use it,
yeah.
but you're not going to give up
so
that
you're only
going
to get the junk.
Yes.
That's just got rusty rakes.
You're
going to
get
crap.
Like the hand-me-down stuff.
But
that
even,
you didn't
or
want
wobbly ass
place.
Stuff that's ready to go.
But even the rusty and wobbly ass stuff, guys get weirdly possessive over that. Because, like, you brought up your father-in-law with a hose that just stopped working that he refused to throw away.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, every guy has something in their garage that they could go and replace it at Home Depot or Lowe's for $10-$15, but they won't do it.
Yes.
Because we get so possessive over the stuff in our garage, and I don't understand.
Because it's all we get. Because we only get the garage in the basement. We only get the crappy areas of the house that, like, have any say in
okay,
the house.
All right, but here's
that's
the thing.
Why we get so possessive.
But now every guy in the neighborhood, if we want to talk gender-wise, has the tool shed to go run off to.
Yeah.
Right? Think of how many beers you can have standing in front of the tool shed
or
with the rest
you can
of the
have
guys.
All of them.
If that's your thing,
yeah.
right? Think how fun that would be.
All right. Where do you put the tool shed? Because that would have to go on somebody's property.
Okay, that's a good question.
So, like, King Dick gets the shed. Like, there's always one guy that thinks he like, runs the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So it had to be that guy. And that guy is always a complete ass.
You're right. All right, this works ideally for those neighborhoods that have, like, the circle at the end of them. You just put the shed right in the middle of the circle.
Oh, the cul-de-sac?
Yeah, right.
That's
in the middle
attractive.
Of the circle. Yeah. Well, it's full of tools, man. You want this to work or not?
Right.
You'd also have to pay for the shed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How expensive is a shed? Pretty cheap.
I think
right?
you can get a cheap one.
Cheap shed?
Well, it depends on how much space you need.
I mean, what kind of shed you want?
What, you got a shed
you want a
guy?
Tough shed? You want a Ted shed? Regular shed?
What's a Ted shed?
It's a company called Ted Shed.
You just made that up.
No, there's Tough Shed and Ted Shed.
You just made up Ted Shed.
There's Ted Sheds.
Why? What do Ted Sheds look like?
It looks like Ted standing next to a shed.
Okay.
I'm thinking just getting the neighborhood to agree on what shed to put there might be its own battle.
What right. color?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
And then your wife's going to chime in because she's not going to like the paint scheme.
No wives allowed. No wives allowed.
All right.
In the tool shed. Eric writes us, I have 8 garden hoses. Please come take one.
Oh.
Well, you can throw them out. There's no reason why you should have 8 hoses.
Aren't there places you can donate those things to?
Well,
hose?
To your point.
Yeah.
Mark writes, the city has had a community tool shed for years.
Yeah.
We've talked about this on the corner of Culver and University. I believe you could take one of your 8 hoses, Eric, there.
All right, just dump it off.
Exactly. The other thing, past the whole possession and control thing guys have, I think the only other reason this wouldn't work, there's also this feeling from some guys that they have to decorate their entire garage with tools they're never going to use.
Oh, how they display
like
them?
Like have a place for them.
Like you've walked into people's garage before where they have like the pegboards.
Yeah, that's what I got.
And then like the tools are like outlined in magic marker.
Well, I haven't seen that.
You've seen that
almost
before.
Almost like a puzzle.
Yeah. So like when you take that wrench off, it fits perfectly
that's
in
where
the.
It goes.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like hanging posters when you're 12. It really is. It's just there for
but there
decoration.
Is an art to doing it.
No, there isn't. Who cares?
There kind of is.
Are you serious right now?
Because you do it by size and you know how it's going to fit on the board.
You never use tools.
Yes, I do.
For
but you
what?
Know where they are when you want to use
always
them.
Always getting after it.
When's the last time you used a wrench?
A wrench?
A wrench. Because you have wrenches hanging on your pegboard, I would assume.
Yeah.
When's the last time you used one?
When's Obama do his thing?
It's just decoration for you. You want to look like a man. I want to look like, I want my garage to look like a man.
Well, every guy wants a man garage.
Well, no.
It was sissy boys, soft garage, black.
Every guy with kids has got a soft garage. You got little bikes in there, yeah. Right? You got.
Well, that's understandable, but it's like.
Balls.
But you got to have all your man stuff displayed.
But your tools aren't man stuff because you don't know how to use them.
But my neighbors don't know that.
Okay. They do, though, because they can see you out the window.
Most of them are dead.
Like, I just have a random. Like, I have shelves. They're not displayed in any kind of special way.
Well, what a shock. Well, this is breaking news,
but,
man.
But I also have a ton of random tools that I had for one thing. I don't even know what they're called, how to use them for anything else. Like, I bought tools that I brought home that actually wasn't the tool that I needed.
Spinny
it lives there forever.
Thingy, yeah.
I have three toolboxes.
Why?
One was a movie promotion.
You?
It was. I took it home.
So you have, like, special CMF tools?
No, but I have, like, I have a Chase Pickin toolbox.
That's pretty cool.
That's ancient.
Yeah. Still a lot of those, I'm sure, floating around.
Oh, yeah. I got their buckets.
Jerry's here to rain on everybody's parade.
Jerry.
Rain on parades. And by the way, Jerry looks like that guy who would enjoy talking to people about
Jerry tools. Looks like a Jerry.
But he says, Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us, power tool liability! Exclamation point. All it takes is one person getting injured because the power tool isn't maintained properly. Can you say lawsuit?
Why would I get sued? Because you, well.
Well, but it wouldn't be a, I mean, who are you suing, I guess.
All right, no power tools.
Whoever didn't
sue in the
shed. I need
the community shed.
You sue the guy who didn't clean up the power tools, I guess.
I guess. Mm-hmm.
No,
who owns the power tool and put it in there?
You need power tools, though.
Maybe that's
what people are going to want to borrow the most, I would guess.
That's the most expensive thing.
Yes, it is.
We'll finish it up with Bill. I'm curious how you feel about these people.
Okay.
Bill says, you can just be like my daughter and son-in-law, buy a tool, use it, then return it.
Mm. Well, that's a tool scum.
But I don't need it.
Yeah, but that's kind of...
Yeah, that's a dick move.
Kind of an ass move.
Oh, yeah, God forbid. Oh, no, the poor...
Black and Decker go out of business.
Oh, poor billionaires at Home Depot and Lowe's.
Look at you,
you. Look, man, you run my neighborhood...
Where are you putting your little tool shed, the red square?
There was...
You had to paint it red.
There was a tool...
It was a tool time.
Thank you. Ho, 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 ho. There was a hardware store around the corner from my house on Chile Avenue.
Yeah.
I grew up as a kid. And I'm not a handy person, but they had a popcorn machine, and they sold candy bars.
Yeah.
And I loved going into that place.
Yeah, it was old-timey.
Exactly. And that place no longer exists
because
they opened up a Home Depot in Gates. And that's fine. I understand that all things move forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I have no sympathy for giant conglomerations that are going to run mom-and-pop businesses out and then be like, oh, no, you can't return the tool that clearly falls under our return policy.
Well, they should have had more, like, gas grills out front and fancy looking mowers.
Yeah.
And sell me a hot dog on a Saturday for $1.50.
You guys still have a True Value in Pittsford. Is it? Is it an Ace Hardware or a True Value?
I think it's an Ace.
And I think one of the last mom and pop ones in the city is down the street from you.
Yep. Right down the road.
Yeah.
That's when Lonely got the nail stand.
It's pretty busy.
It is always busy.
Yeah, it's always busy.
When I worked at, you brought up Hot Shots. I worked there when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I had to do like maintenance stuff as like a part-time job there. I would have to go to that place all the time.
Very convenient.
Yeah. That's why Hot Shots never had any functional things while I was working there because I was in charge of helping.
The one thing I like about those old mom and pop stores, nobody moved too fast. Because you got this? Yep. And they wouldn't say where it was. They walk you to it.
But,
like they could have just pointed at it, but no, they walk up to it. Show me what you got. Show me what you need. And you show them, like, your little thing, and it's no good. You're a little pansy boy.
What are you?
I don't know.
Sounds like a porn star.
This is getting weird.
It's weird. Why don't you take your shirt off?
Why don't you come on out back? I'll show you a nail gun, boy.
Let's take a break.
Yeah, let's take a break.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
As we speak right now, there is a traffic disruption happening somewhere between Batavia and Albion. So this story was put out earlier this week.
Yeah.
Between 5 a.m. this morning and 1 o'clock this afternoon, between Batavia and Albion, there will be a wide load going down the road. And the disruption is not from the actual thing. It's because your mother keeps running into the road with her mouth open for the wide load.
You had time to think about that.
And I already did the white.
Yeah, no, because she blew the punchline. It would have been really funny. The misdirection would have been there if Kimmy wasn't like, I ruined all comedy.
Your joke sucks.
Your joke sucks. You blew the punchline.
That wasn't a joke. There was a wide
load. No, you
load.
Said the punchline.
I said the wide load, which is what it is called.
Yell the aristocrat. You just ruin everything. All right. So the escort started this morning in Batavia.
Yeah.
Went down Route 5, north on Route 98. It's going to be on 31A. We don't know where it is right now, but here's the weird part.
What's that?
So there's all this information. Okay. It's going to be going 5 to 10 miles an hour due to the weight of the load.
It's a heavy load. That's a lot of load.
Drivers are asked to either seek alternate routes or move to the shoulder to pull over when they encounter the load.
Well, you got to squeeze that load in, bro.
What they do not include in this story is what the load is.
So yeah. It's usually a building of some sort. Or a piece of
like a house or something?
Yeah, they're either moving a house or some kind of... The other thing, it could be like some kind of like construction equipment.
Okay, but see, that's...
Like a crane or something?
But I want to know what it is. Aren't you curious now, though?
Yeah, usually it's like
something that's going to shut down traffic.
I bet you it's a house. I bet you they're moving a house.
They wouldn't shut down traffic for a house.
Yes, no, they're going to move a house.
No, I understand what you're saying. Why
would they give you that big of a heads up? Would that be in the news?
Yeah, because the house will take out the entire road.
So you call the police to say, I'm going to move a house, and they just allow you to take up the entire road?
I think they tell them to do it, and that's how it goes.
It's a stupid take. That is a terrible take.
So you think it's not a house?
I don't know what it is. I know it's not a house. I'll put it that way.
It's a house.
I don't know what it is, but it's not a house. Here's the problem.
What's the problem?
When you make a big deal like this, which, okay, good. Thank you for telling everybody. But you don't include what's going on. It breeds conspiracy theories immediately. And now,
what would the conspiracy theory be?
I saw online last night people speculating that it is a weapon that is being moved from Batavia to
Albany.
Oh, wait, we have weapons in Batavia?
Like a bomb. Look, this is why, that's not what bomb. It is. At least I don't know what it is. But something
a
that
missile.
Is...
missile.
People are now speculating online, and it's
people
everywhere.
Are goddamn fools.
It's everywhere that it is something dangerous, and that's why we are not being told what it is.
So how far are they moving it? From Batavia to Albion?
Batavia to Albion.
That's Missile Central right there.
Well, I mean, I don't...
That might be one of the big ICBMs. Pointed right at Red Square.
What is it then? Why would they
not?
Oh,
no, we're going toe-to-toe with the Russians, buddy.
Let me ask you a question.
It's go time.
I'm not saying it's a bomb. I'm not saying it's something dangerous.
I'm saying it's a house, but go ahead.
If it's a house, why would they not say we have a house going down the road?
They don't have to tell you everything.
I
don't think. I'm telling you what people are saying.
So people are thinking because they're not saying what it is, it's top secret. They probably just don't ever tell you what it is. It's just a wide-ass
load. But that's the problem. I've never heard them tell us that this is happening
before. That's how wide it is. It's wide.
Is it?
I think it's the widest thing I've ever seen in these parts.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah? What is it?
Oh, God. I don't know.
No, I already did a joke. I got criticized because Kimmy blew the punchline. I'm so mad at you. I'm so mad. I laughed out loud when I wrote down Tommy's mom running into the street with her mouth open for the wide load. I laughed out loud sitting in a hockey rink bar typing that out on a laptop last night.
You're like a caller that's been sitting on hold for too long.
I was so excited for the punchline. And it was the last break of the day. I've been waiting all morning for this punchline.
It wasn't a good joke.
And you took it from me. You stole it from me.
Don't blame me for your terrible punchline.
You gave away the punchline. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I'm sorry, Kimmy. Go ahead.
I do think that by telling people not to use these roads.
Yeah,
you're encouraging people to come see what this thing is.
Go look. Yeah,
because if you're nearby, you're absolutely waiting for this thing to go by.
So to that point, Stephanie just sent us a picture on Instagram.
Oh wait, of the thing
of what this is. Oh. I don't know what it is, but it's definitely not a house.
What does it look like?
A piece of equipment?
It's under a tarp.
Oh, mysterious.
Oh, wait, it's undercover.
It kind of looks like a rocket.
It's not a goddamn rocket.
I'm not saying it's a rocket.
By the way, they wouldn't let you on the road. They say, like, you got to get on the shoulder. They're not going to move a rocket to tell you to go on the shoulder.
So when they, you've seen this before. I think it happens. It's somewhere in Texas. When they have to move spaceships, they do. This is how they do it.
Yeah. I understand.
Okay.
But so, we ain't building spaceships. This isn't,
how do you know? How do you know?
Houston,
when's the
last time? Have a problem. I never heard Batavia, we have a problem.
Bro, everything in Batavia is a problem.
Albion, over. Albion.
But I'm saying, look, I get that. You don't have to tell us everything. All I'm saying is, in the world we live in today, with social media and everything's a conspiracy theory, when you don't tell us something, it is going to go wildly out of control to the point where it could get potentially dangerous. And maybe just
maybe.
Well,
and also wrapping it up, too. It's like, now there's even more mystery.
Right? It's like, yeah, now I want, what's under? What you got going on under there, huh?
It's probably just some stupid piece of equipment.
No, Joey says it's aliens and a UFO. That's what he just wrote us on Instagram.
Oh, but they had to put him under a tarp.
I guess. I don't know.
To move aliens.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Dave again. We're talking about this traffic disruption that is currently happening between Batavia and Albion. They warn people all week between 5 a.m. and 1 in the afternoon there will be this disruption. Take an alternate route, or when you see this thing coming, pull over to the side of the road because it's coming through at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Dave's got a guess. Hey, Dave, how are you, buddy?
Good, and you?
Good. What do you got?
So they're moving it from Graham and Batavia. Batavia, or Graham, builds equipment for, like, the petroleum industry.
Oh, okay.
And it's a large tank that they're moving down to the canal. Sounds like they're taking it down to the canal to put on a barge to move it someplace else.
A big old tank.
Oh, look,
hold your mama.
All of a sudden, Tommy's getting mad. Tank. See, he's always taking shots at everybody because it's a house, stupid. It's not anything.
It's a tank full of load. It's got to be your mama.
That's my joke. I wrote it last night. All right, Dave, thanks for the call, buddy. Thank you. Have a good rest of the day.
Here comes my load. Old Man River taking my load.
So that load could be coming your way then.
Oh, no, every load is coming Tommy's way. Especially in a blazer like that.
She totally set you up.
That's how you're supposed to do it. You don't go, every load's coming your way, and you do it backwards like Kimmy did coming into the damn break. Comedy theory. It's easy. It's an easy thing to do.
Apparently not.
All right. So if you are out in that area
until
1 o'clock, be conscious of this.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny we're saying this. I'm sure everybody that lives out there, this is like the most exciting thing that's happening.
What about they got to put a tarp over it?
I mean, maybe they're just protecting whatever it is.
Oh, although, says it's a tank you're going to put on a barge.
What's that?
He says it's a tank you're going to put on
a
barge.
No, he didn't say tank. You said tank.
Yeah, he said they build tanks.
No, he said they build things.
It's a tank, like the whole stuff.
Oh, tank.
Not a tank. Not a military tank.
No, but you
tank.
Started saying military tank.
No,
that's
I
what
did
you,
not
you
say
did.
It.
You did start saying tank. Check the tape. Check the tape. Wide load.
Your mom.
I'm Kimmy. Wide load to mom joke before we come here to the break.
I didn't give a joke. I was just stating the facts.
And you never will.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.